See if you have a bunch of pawns and a king, see who can win that chess match, just to get the battle, showing them what little moves can do. And we talk about change. So I want to talk about change and just tackling stuff and retros, because I'm gonna hit retros and that's where the pawns come from, right? So, change is tough, but it's necessary to grow. I was doing the podcast over in the kitchen, doing that. I'm gonna move it here into my office, which is a mess. I'm still trying to figure out where things are gonna go and where I'm gonna place it. So that's why I'm doing the live, just to get a feel for how things work. But if you don't try new things, you'll never grow. It'll always be where it's at. So I have a conference I gotta do a virtual thing on Thursday. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna place the lighting and do everything so we can do that. And then and I was having a conversation with somebody about making change, and he's fighting a battle against the status quo and government. And one of the things he says about tackling the status quo, tackling the challenges. I can do all kinds of things. Yes, the other day, there was rugby. My neighbor, who's Irishman, Irish guy, he had rugby on. So I played rugby in college. So I was watching it, I was just enjoying it. And then I, just the correlation of tackling. And I commented to my friend who says he's tackling. I says, "Hey, tackling stuff hurts. It doesn't feel good. But you know what? If you're on that rugby team and you don't tackle the other player, sooner or later you're going to get cut from the team, or you're going to lose the game." And I really would say, if you're playing American football or soccer or basketball, whatever, let's say you're playing American football or even cricket, and you got beat like 100-10. What do you think hurts more, getting beat by 100-10, or trying to at least tackle or stop the other person from scoring all those goals, right? Or scoring the tries in rugby? I mean, it's going to hurt more by not trying to tackle on the things that are preventing you from being successful in the long run. And I just wanted to make that sports analogy, because it does hurt when you tackle on change. And so many people are resistant. But the beauty of Agile and Scrum is we break that change down into the smallest little increments, smallest little pieces, because we realize that that change in the way we work is scalable, right? It scales quickly. Like, you make one little change and you apply it to one principle, but then it applies to millions and millions of calculations, millions and millions of processes. And that little change just scales into big change for your product and your company. So I just want to mention that. And then when we talk about small change with the pawns, right? I'm always saying at the retrospective, and we're going to talk about the retro. And this is 5 AM Master Scrum. Please like and subscribe and share with anybody out, people out there. Give me comments. I do get comments here and there about different things, and trying different things. So we're going to try to expand and do some other stuff too. At least make the room nicer so it doesn't look so bad. And think about the pawn. Makes little steps. There's one big move it can make, right? It can do two steps forward on the first move, but then after that, it's just like one move forward, but it attacks sideways, right? It doesn't necessarily attack straight on. It gets blocked straight on, but if someone comes in its path and they can go sideways, it will take them, right? So you got to think, sometimes you get blocked, sometimes you got to move off to the side. Ooh, that was a nice analogy, wasn't it? You get blocked and thing, you got to kind of go around and then find a new path forward. Ooh, I love that with the chess. I should write a blog post. I don't know, goofy me. Anyway, so in the retro, all we're doing is looking for a little change. We're just looking for one little story, one little piece of Kaizen type mentality, where it's one little change that applies, and anybody can come up with that change. You get enough of those little changes, you get enough of the 1% changes without hiring one person. If you were doing 2 week sprints, you get a 26% increase in your product output. If you're getting 26% product output, right, and your costs are still the same, so you're getting more work out there, it's costing you less money. So we talked about yesterday about getting raises and how do you get there? Well, that's how you get there. If your team's producing more with the same cost, that's more money to give back to the team for raises and stuff like that. So when the time comes for bonuses or to ask for a raise or whatever, if your team has consistently been improving, you're in a better place to go ask for more money so you can have more fun or do whatever, you know? Plus, you free up more of your time. Even if you did 26, every team I get, they go home. They go to their friends and have a good time. They go to their family, go play with their kids. So that's what we're talking about here on the show. And this show is going to be short just because I wanted to try it out and I still got to go back to work. So, but I just want to put it out there and just tell everybody, hey, give it a shot. It hurts to do change. It's like tackling somebody. If you ever try to tackle a 200-pound guy running down a rugby field, I got a crack here, broken knuckles, right? It ain't going to feel good, but I'll tell you, when you tackle them and you knock them down, it's the best feeling in the world. So when you get something blocking you and keeping you from doing something, I'm telling you, the best feeling you ever get is when you tackle it, you fix it, and you make it better. You'll get such a better feeling and a happy feeling. And I really do believe Agile and Scrum principles and techniques that we go through this show will help you make a happy workplace and make your life a little more happy, because we try to do it right and not wrong. Okay. So with that, I don't know how the volume was on that because I kind of went down, but I want to say happy scrumming. Have a good afternoon. It's Tuesday. This was the 85th episode. We're getting close to 100. Things are coming up. I'm going to do a thing on Monday at the Agile Philly conference and just sharing with you all. So please feel free to comment, share, post, whatever you like. Let me know if you like the painting. I love the painting. It's a blues jazz thing. This kid did it. Okay. So this is why you got to take advantage. So maybe I'll tell a story later on about that painting. But just to get people who listen to this, down in Mississippi, went to a blues conference, blues concert, or I don't know what you want to call it. Bunch of shows. It was just a whole thing down in Mississippi, down south in Philly, and down south USA. And the kid had, they had an art exhibit. Beautiful hand paint. I think it's awesome painting from some kid in high school. And I thought it was awesome. You know what? I offered him $200 for it. I said, he probably wasn't expecting it. I'm like, you know, he gets the awards, they get the ribbons. It's awesome. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. How about I give you, I said, I'll give you, I think it was either $200 or $250. I said, I'll give you, like, let's just say it was $200. It was a while ago. Now it'd be about $250. Because that was years ago. But, you know, he put it out there, showed it. Someone saw it and said, this is a great piece of art, and loved it. And this is the only real piece of art I've ever bought in my life, but I loved it because it was just guitars, blues, the atmosphere, the whole thing, just perfect. But if you don't put it out there and you don't try, you'll never know, right? So maybe the kid's a very successful artist now. I don't know, but I did love that. And I just got to figure out where I'm going to paint, put that. Maybe I'll put that over here somewhere, maybe right here. I got a banner coming. Banner's going to go over here, maybe. Anyway, so for all your podcasters, you can't see the pictures and all, but maybe you'll come over and check it out on YouTube or LinkedIn or Facebook, and we'll talk about it later. With that, thumbs up. You know, be the little pawn. Make little moves, and then tack them, right? Get blocked, go sideways, and tack somebody. Don't let them hold you back. Anyway, have a great day. Happy scrumming. See you later. Bye.